Just think of all the sacraments that we gain access to when we're baptized, when we become adopted sons and daughters. We just stroll up here, and the God of the universe enters our bodies, and even more importantly, into our souls when we receive communion in faith and in good standing. And let's say you messed up, like we all do, and you're coming to receive communion, you realize, oh no, I need to cleanse my soul first. You just have to take a stop in that little room over there, confession. In 5, 10 minutes, maybe 15, if I really have a lot of advice I want to give you, your soul is clean. And as long as you confess your sins and really desire to get better, your soul is ready and prepared to receive God again in communion and to get back up and keep fighting for holiness. Look how easy it is. And then, when you're seriously ill, when death is near or probable, I can come to you and anoint you with the oil of the sick to give you physical strength, spiritual strength, forgiveness of sins, so you have nothing to fear. This is one of the gifts that God gives to his apostles, the priests. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. I get to do that. How awesome is that? I love being a priest. I just want to encourage you that don't be afraid of the little green book. Some people are like, oh no, I don't need anointing of the sick. I'm not going to die, Father. You don't have to be like at the point of death to receive this sacrament. That's the worst thing that happens. You know, there's calls at 2 a.m. because no one thought to call Father earlier when everyone could have been together. The family could have come and visited and it wouldn't have been a last minute like me flying like and anointing people as fast as I can before they die. I will do that and you will receive the grace, but it would be much better for you and for me if I could get there a little earlier.